In the last month, the Children's Home Society has had 15 adoptive parents from Wisconsin and Minnesota travel to China. It's the third largest international adoption agency in the country, placing 100 Chinese children around the U.S. annually. Spokesperson Kimberly Morgan says adoptive parents are given warnings and tips from both the Centers for Disease Control and World Health Organization. Then it's up to the individuals to decide if they want to travel and risk infection.
The recommendation is non-essential travel. But when you are talking to an adoptive family who has already seen their child that they are going to pick up, they have basically been looking at us and saying, this is essential.
Morgan says so far only one adoptive couple has postponed their trip because of SARS concerns. There's a three-month window before an adoption requires recertification. Morgan says no parents who have used Children's Home Society and gone to China or Korea have gotten sick. There also have been no cases of SARS in orphanages used by the adoption program. But adoptive parent Susan Guderian of Madison says the possibility worries some and adds urgency to their trip.
Thinking that if SARS hits orphanages, they want to bring their babies back home, and yet they're also worried about their own health.
Guderian was lucky. She adopted her daughter after traveling to central China in January before SARS hit. Two Chinese officials have been ousted for mishandling the outbreak, and the government is being more open after charges of secrecy. Jim Lin, president of Madison's Chinese Community Organization, says this is heartening.
They're working harder on this issue really seriously, and I just hope that this situation will go away soon.
In the meantime, adoptive parents are advised by the CDC to avoid flying into Hong Kong and other high-risk areas for SARS. Visitors are told to bring 12-layer masks that need to be changed every 3 hours. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.